You don't give me the cheese to your ranch. I'm on a hooba dabba dee dee doo.
All right, that was funny. What made you think of that? That one song, obviously.
Yeah, it was Along Came Jones. I don't know. I was just being in a fairly silly mood, like I normally am, and I just, I think I did that kind of late at night. I might have came home from Sarah's or whatever, and I was just all. Of course, at first it was, if you don't give me the cheese to your ranch, I'm going to throw you on a railroad track. Then I changed it to, if you don't give me the cheese to your ranch, I'm going to hooba dabba dee dee doo. Just because I could, you know. There was just because.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
What we call this podcast.
This is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs. Have a hate of music.
You don't have a hate.
Mr. Haney. Hey, let's talk about this new light you got in here.
Oh, yeah, you like it?
I wish you all could see. This is pretty cool. I feel like we actually are in the booth late at night.
It's a LED light.
I do
like it. And if you want it lower settings, just push those little round buttons. Just push one of those little round buttons.
Oh,
it's not even. It was already on the lowest setting. Hit the very top one.
That's
wow, that's really right.
I like it there.
You like the number one?
I like number one.
Yeah, I like it too. It was only $8 on the eBay. Came from the California.
Chicken tenders.
I got another one over there for those Hot Wheel races, but
yeah,
it really improved my lighting on my videos.
Well, cool. I just like it a lot better than the other lamp was nice, but this is really nice. It's more, it sets more more ambiance, you know.
So little Chapman LED blue light. So.
Yes, pretty much so. Pretty much.
That's what Sammy's podcast will be called, with Haley or Steven Jr. one day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Before we get too involved, let's talk about something else. Take a listen to this, because we must discuss this. This is very important stuff right here.
Crazy Canadian television for kids.
That was from Canada, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then Nickelodeon would show it.
For some reason, I have had
it was a PBS reject.
It was a PBS reject.
Because it's too close to Sesame Street, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's my philosophy.
Well, I think you're right. I think it does kind of follow the same mold as Sesame Street.
It has a very grainy, dirty look.
Yeah.
It's like it came from a different dimension.
It was filmed through a potato.
Yeah, it definitely was. I forgot what time.
This past week, I have had that stuck in my head almost every day.
Wow.
And what day was it? I think it was Monday. Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. I was at school early in the morning. It might have been Monday. I was at school probably nearing a little after 8:30, and I'm singing that to myself, and I've been driving Sarah crazy with it. And of course, I have my version. You remember my version?
Sing it for me here.
My version goes, pinwheel spinning around, I dropped my pinwheel, it fell on the ground. And I've just really been going crazy with that. And of course, she tells me to stop, but she does this while she's laughing hysterically.
Well, of course.
And of course, I go, and I have different variations. The one I'm kind of fond of is, pinwheel spinning around, pinwheel, and then I go, pinwheel, brought to you by our friends at Five Air Supermarkets. We have pinwheels, too.
You break that on the keyboard.
No, I guess I'm saying.
And then we can make that into a sponsor.
Yeah, we should do that.
We need a music night. I keep saying that, and you keep saying that. We need a music night. Make some more music.
But yeah, Pinwheel. That's I watched it.
Did?
I watched it when I was back in, it had to have been 87 or 88. I was 4 or 5. And I remember watching it at my Grandma Laura's house, and it was on Nickelodeon. But the only thing that I remember from it, I remember the little pinwheel logo, the little title card with the pinwheel. But the only thing I remember was the picture pages with Bill Cheese.
Oh, boy. We won't discuss that.
We can't anymore. No. We can't.
But sadly, what I remember of Pinwheel was the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turned it, so I don't remember anything else. I didn't get past the stupid theme song because I was like, this is not good quality.
I know it's not, but I can't help it. I kind of like it. So.
It's a lot of browns. They use a lot of brown palettes.
Well, I thought, if anything, you should like that.
Not if it's filmed through a potato.
Oh, well, yeah, you do have a point there. But normally you like brown. But yes, that's Pinwheel. I almost made that my wake up sleepyhead piece, but I had something else. I got something else.
Oh, all right. So, today's just a regular episode.
Just a regular episode.
I'll discuss an episode, a pinwheel. I will discuss a song, and you'll discuss a song and tell why we like it. All right, let me go first since you did pinwheel.
Please do. While you're doing that, I will.
It's so bright. The computer knows.
I'll queue up a sponsor.
All right.
Maybe.
All right. Are you familiar with blood, sweat, and tears?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I'm not going to play them tonight.
Well, good.
I wonder why.
How weird.
Okay. I think I know where this episode's going. But are you familiar with the song, And When I Die?
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the lady who sings it?
Laura Nyro.
Nyro, yeah. You know she wrote that song?
Yes, but I have never actually heard it.
Well, that's what we're going to listen to tonight.
Oh, cool. It'll be interesting to hear the original.
Let's see. It was her first recorded song. Wow. When she was 17, the song sold... Wait. She sold a song to Peter, Paul, and Mary for $5,000.
Peter, Paul, and Poop?
Peter, Paul, and Poop. And later, a song was recorded to Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I don't think I ever heard a Peter, Paul, and Mary version of that.
No, of course, like I say, all I know is the Blood, Sweat, and Tears by David Clayton Thomas, mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
Blood, Sweat, and Poop.
Blood, Sweat, and Poop.
Blood, Sweat, and Poop.
Earth, Wind, and Poop. Blood, Sweat, and Earth, Wind, and Poop, Andrew.
Everybody talking about Blood, Sweat, and Poop. All right, here it is. Lauren Nyro. This is the first time I heard it the other day. Not right now, but I've heard it the other day. So, and I think I like it.
Cage-free eggs.
Isn't that cool?
It's a nice sounding way of saying these hens don't have cages in the warehouses.
And when I die. To carry on. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care. If it's peace you find in dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And when I troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell. Said only my dying will tell you, only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born, and a world to carry on, carry on. Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by the demon, don't
Well, rest in peace. She died back in, what did I just say, 96 of ovarian cancer.
1996. Oh, my. That's so sad.
Her mom died over the same thing.
She is one of these artists that I probably learned about her when I was working at the Hastings.
Yeah.
But nice. I just remember her. It seems like her music was classified as what we called Americana.
Yeah.
And I never knew anything. I didn't really know anything about her, but looking up information about And When I Die, I had learned that she had done it originally.
She also wrote Stone Soul Picnic, that the Fifth Dimension, and I've heard that, and I don't like that a lot.
Now, you said that she wrote this song, mm-hmm. And When I Die. That's right.
At 17.
That's an amazing song.
Yeah, at 17. That's, so much soul.
That's deep. That's like Robert Altman. That's like a Robert Altman's son, Mike Altman, writing Suicide Is Painless when he was, what, 14, 15?
I don't know.
12.
They're
like
old
that.
Souls, I guess.
I guess so.
Here I am writing about cheese at 43.
Well, here I am writing about, you know, I'm 34 years old going on 35, and I'm writing stuff like, if a pizza sounds real good, you know. I can't write anything deep.
I wish we could. I mean, at least I wish I could.
Yeah,
I mean,
I could too.
My little Mike Ness and tribute, that's still bleh compared to that.
Deepest thing I've written, darkest thing I've written is probably my Nasty Nazi Blues, and that's kind of comical in a way. Mm-hmm. That's not very dark or deep. It's just kind of Hitler-esque.
I think the deepest, darkest thing I wrote was, I went to the garden, you weren't there. Oh. That's very blasphemous, and I won't ever sing it for anybody except for you.
Well, yeah.
I don't remember if I know how to play it, thank goodness. That's my problem. I don't retain what I write.
Yeah.
Anywho, I love that song.
That is great. That already is going to be a contender for the 2018 retrospective.
Wow.
So.
Well, I don't need to try anymore. So yeah. I'll just play Ray Conniff from now on.
Well, there you go.
All right. We got a sponsor.
We do have a sponsor. I'd like to say a very special thank you to our very good friends at Ritz Crackers.
Oh, boy.
For sponsoring this week's episode of The Havelhaney.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Brahms. What I always wanted.
Ice cream and dairy store.
I didn't think it was, oh, boy. That's all I hear. My voice goes, oh, boy.
No, that's weird. I wasn't even.
That's kind of like that whole Brahms thing was, kind of spontaneous.
It was. That was very spontaneous. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable. Hmm. Well.
What do you got for us tonight?
Well, let's see here. I've got to switch gears here just a second.
Geek!
That's how my gears sound. I would. Excuse me.
Wow.
I would
it's
like.
Almost
to,
like your mind's like, I like. Something. I don't know how that went.
Happened. I don't know what happened there. Very.
I like butterscotch. That's not how it goes.
I like butterscotch. You.
Oh, yeah. Like. You know my songs better than I do. Yeah. Flush this too. Flush this too.
Yeah, give me just a second here. That was a. I'd like to say very special thank you to our good friends at Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah.
For sponsoring.
Thank you, Band-Aids.
Thank you. This week's episode of the Cast Pod.
The Cast Pod. I'm ready. What do you got for me?
Okay. Well,
is it Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Have you ever heard of the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Blood, Sweat, and Poop? No.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a motorcycle outside. Hey, we're trying to film.
Yeah.
Or do a Cast Pod.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's so weird. Blood, Sweat, and Poop, huh?
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, and Poop. Yeah. Yes. We're going to listen to a song today.
By Blood, Sweat, and Poop.
That I love dearly.
Is it When I Die?
That's actually one that I do love dearly. We're going to listen to, now I've talked about this song before, Bobby Gentry covered it. We're going to listen to You've Made Me So Very Happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I...
The Bobby Gentry version?
No.
We're going to listen
to the Blood, Sweat, and Poop version.
Oh, okay. Thank you for listening to the Blood, Sweat, and Poop podcast.
I'd like to dedicate this to my fiancée, Sarah. Because, as you know, the last episode of January...
I thought you meant Blood, Sweat, and Poop. You wanted to dedicate. I was like, gross. She won't appreciate that.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to dedicate this to my fiance, Sarah, because, as you know, the last episode of January, I was not here.
That's right.
And Stephen Harwood set in for me, and he made the announcement that I was getting married in June.
Congratulations, Jones.
Thank you very much. So this is for Sarah. This was written by Brenda Holloway.
Yeah.
Patrice Holloway,
yeah,
Frank Wilson,
yeah,
and Berry Gordy.
Wow.
and was released first as a single in 1967 by Brenda Holloway on the Tamla label, which is kind of an offshoot of Motown.
I didn't know that.
The song was later a huge hit for jazz rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1969 and became a gold record.
Wow, jazz rock band. That sounds just cool.
Oh, well, they are. They are very cool.
Not when they replaced the lead singer.
Yeah, David Clayton Thomas, that's a voice right there that it's hard to you fill in those shoes.
Mm-hmm. That when they switched the lead singer, it just sounded like more of a Holiday Inn band.
Mm-hmm. A Holiday Inn band. Kind of like Murph and the Magic Tones. Mm-hmm. Don't you go changing. But, yeah, this was off of their self-titled album released in 1969.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Boy, there's a lot of information here.
Information.
Holy cow, lots of information.
Information.
We have here on the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version lead vocals by the great David Clayton Thomas.
Is he still alive?
I think so. Good. He's about 76, 77, I think now. Background vocals by Bobby Colomby, Dick Halligan, Steve Katz, and other sort of vocalists. Instrumentation by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, including Fred Lipsius on alto saxophone and piano, Lou Soloff on trumpet and flugelhorn, Chuck Winfield, trumpet and flugelhorn, Jerry Hyman, trombone and recorder, Dick Halligan, organ, piano, flute, and trombone, Steve Katz, guitar and harmonica, Jim Fielder on bass, and Bobby Colomby on drums and percussion. So, what am I hearing? Well, that must be Sam's iPad in the other room. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing music very softly. So here is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You've made me so very happy. And this is for my beautiful fiance, Sarah.
Yeah.
So this one's for you.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. So glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. Always show me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
You made me so very happy that I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I love that. I just imagine the studio would be very hot when they were singing it.
Well, you know, music's pretty real when you're hot.
2018.
Or whatever it was I said.
Studio's hot.
I don't remember.
They said, you know the music's real when the studio's hot.
Yeah.
2018. Something. Stephen Harmer, 2018. I love that.
That is a great piece
the
of
perfect
music.
Mix of the lead vocal, the horns, the keyboard, the piano, and the, you know, the organ, he said there.
Oh, I know.
And
I
the
know.
And that the horns. A... You know your band's cool. We got horns.
Well, of course.
And they're not overbearing. It's just cool jazz, he said.
Yeah, that is, you know, like I was saying, telling Jason, Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chicago,
mm-hmm.
both of those bands are so very, very similar in their style, having a very contemporary, very rock sound for the time, and then also incorporating horns and jazz influence, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I just love both of those bands. Both of those bands are phenomenal.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right,
that's
good. So we played. That's weird that they're both kind of Blood, Sweat, and Tears related.
This was kind of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Going back to Laura Nyro, is her version of And When I Die, is that something you can download?
I don't know.
Off the iTunes?
I don't know.
I need to look, because if it is, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I definitely need to look.
Yeah.
But I just recently discovered that the other day. So I was like, I'm going to use that for the podcast. Yeah. So when something that great.
I'm glad you did.
So if someone wants to show you your blood, sweat, and poop, how would they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at my horrible email address, capital P, professor, capital SH, 83@gmail.com. And if anybody wants to see your spin wheel spinning around, your spinning pinwheel spinning around, how can they get a hold
that's
of you?
That's weird because Blood, Sweat, and Poop does have
spinning
a song.
Wheel.
Yeah, that's where you got that. We got Blood, Sweat, and Poop on our mind. Good night, Sleepyhead Show at gmail.com.
There's some broccoli.